One of the Christine's dogs is sneezing a bit. Doesn't actually have a mask, but we're going to be okay. She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And so we pray she'll be okay. I'm here with Christine. Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
All right, good. This is Paul Slackus, and we're here on my street, 80th Street. And I see Christine, this lovely lady, walking up the street with a lot of dogs. And dogs are so nice and wonderful. Christine, tell me about these dogs.
They're my children.
Okay.
They're my children. The people call them dogs. But my husband calls them my children.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, how long have you had these dogs?
Lucky since she was a baby.
Lucky since a baby.
Yes.
Up to the right.
Yes, she's almost 20.
Wow. She's almost 20 years old?
Almost 20 years old.
Now, is that 20 real, like human years, or that's something times something?
Something times something.
All right, we're going with that one. Next dog.
And that's Juanito.
Juanita.
Juanito. He's almost 2.5 years old.
Uh-huh.
We have got him since he was 7 months.
Wow.
The owner had put him in the garbage.
Right.
Yes. So my husband rescued him.
Wow, great. Who else you have?
Sandy.
Sandy, yeah.
She's 8.
Okay.
This is Chalupa.
Hi, Chaluka. How are you?
Chalupa, she's
Hello, Randy.
8. They're my husband's dogs.
Your husband's
my
dogs?
My husband's son.
Your husband's son's dogs?
Yes.
All right.
So I love them all. They're mine now.
And you take care of them?
Yes, I do. I take care of them. Take them out.
What's the what is it about the dogs that you like so much?
They listen to you. They listen better than children.
They listen better than children.
Yes, yes.
All right. And that's a good reason to like the dogs,
yes,
if they're listeners.
Yeah, yes.
that's a nice thing.
Yes, my husband trained them to work by themselves.
Okay.
But now he's getting old and he don't hear that good.
Okay.
He ran across the street one day.
Oh, no good.
Yeah, so the people that were living in the neighborhood, they screamed, the car stopped, and they went to pick them up.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wow.
So I had to put everybody back in the leashes. Because they know some of the people around here, they call their names, and they like to run to them.
Yeah,
and I
sure.
I don't want them to run out in the street. And now there's more cars now than before.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. How long you live in this neighborhood?
Oh, since 1955.
Whoa! Wow, I'm here since 1985, so I thought that's pretty. 55, 65, 75, 30 years.
I see a lot of changes here.
So where are you, right on this block, right
82nd.
Here?
82nd.
82nd.
Dead Poet?
But a Dead Poet, yes.
Upstairs.
Is that, okay, that's a great place.
Yes,
so
it
is. That's wonderful.
It's nice over here.
Oh, Christine, you're really a pleasure. What makes you happy? What's peace for you? What's peaceful for you?
Oh, my children.
Your children? These children?
These children. I don't have my own kids. I have these guys. My husband has kids. He has grandkids. But these are my children.
Okay, and they are one lucky child,
yes,
to have a mommy like you.
Yes.
See, thank you so much. You're a beautiful person.
Thank you very much.
So nice to talk to you. We're here like on 80th and Broadway, New York. One of the leashes were falling. I picked it up and I said, can I interview you? Today's been a great day. I also interviewed Luke's Lobster over there.
Oh.
And they have a special this weekend. It's Lobster Day and Lobster Weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it was a beautiful. I had one.
That's great.
It's a special. All right, Christine. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So what's